Gentlemen, the National Broadcasting Company brings you a special broadcast from Hollywood. We're speaking to you from the entrance to the sound effects stage of the Walt Disney Studios. Today, Walt Disney is playing host to those six delightful youngsters, the Quiz Kids, who for the next 2 weeks are broadcasting their regular Wednesday night program from Hollywood. Also attending the party for these honored guests are many of the child stars of Hollywood. The entire group is now on a tour of the studio, and they'll be here any minute now. All of you listeners who've heard the Quiz Kids know that on their own program, they answer just about every question on any subject that you can mention. However, today, instead of answering questions, they're going to do the asking. And no doubt Walt Disney and his staff here will be really on the spot as these Quiz Kids attempt to ascertain the intricate workings of producing and making these animated movies. Still, it wouldn't surprise me too much if they already knew everything about this movie business. They seem to know everything else. Anyway, we can be assured that they will know before they leave here today, or at least before they leave Hollywood. Now, I see that here come the Quiz Kids and the guests, and with Walt as our guide, we'll enter the sound effects stage, where they're now in the process of making a picture. A picture which, by the way, includes all the stars of these studios, that is, Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Clara Cluck and Goofy and all the others you've seen in Walt Disney pictures. Well, Walt, how do you like having all these kids on the stage here?
Oh, it's swell, Ken. You know, it's really swell to have them over here. They're sure an intelligent-looking bunch, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, and they're really interested in this business of making animated
pictures. I'm a little worried about these questions that I will ask.
Well, I see here they come, and I'll introduce them to you as they come down the hall here. Now, Mr. Disney, here is Gerard Darrow.
Hello, Gerard.
How do you do, Mr. Disney? It's a pleasure meeting you.
Well, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Gerard, you know, is our ornithologist. You have an
yes,
idea what that means.
Yes,
all right. He's the specialist on our program. And here's Joan Bishop, Mr. Disney.
How do you do, Joan?
How do you do, Mr. Disney? So pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
Certainly have a beautiful studio here.
Oh, thanks. We're very proud of it.
Joan, what's your specialty?
Music.
Oh, she'll be interested in that gadget band, won't she, Walt?
I don't know.
I don't know whether that's music or not. And here's Claude Brenner, Mr. Disney.
How do you do, Mr. Disney?
How are you, Claude?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Nice to have you over here. I'm very well, too, thank
you. Walt, you know, Claude is from British South Africa.
Oh, that's a long ways away.
10,000 miles.
Oh, do they have Mickey Mouse over there?
Yes, and we like him very much,
you
too.
You do? That's swell.
I'd like to see how you make some of his pictures.
Well, we'll show you before we get through.
Oh, thanks.
And here's Cynthia Klein.
How do you do, Mr. Disney?
How are you, Cynthia? Nice
I'm
to have
fine.
You over here.
Why do you have an interesting studio?
Well, it's a big place, and there's a lot going on here, and I don't think we can see everything today.
Oh, we're anxious to see everything we can.
Cynthia is our student of literature and the poetry. Maybe she'll have a poem for us before we get through. You'll be thinking of something, Cynthia.
All right.
And here's Richard Williams, Mr. Disney.
How are you, Richard?
I'm just fine. I like your studios here.
Yeah? Well, that's swell. Richard is the mathematician. You've heard him work some of those problems out?
Yes, I have.
How would you like to be stuck with a couple of those things? And Jack, here's Jack Luke.
Hello, Jack.
How do you do, Mr. Disney?
Jack's 13 years old. Where do you go to school, Jack?
Oak Park High School.
Oh, yes. I think I've heard that someplace before.
Yeah, I went to high school in Chicago, too.
Oh, where'd you go, Walt?
Well, McKinley High School, but I didn't go very long.
I see. Jack, what is your specialty with the Quiz Kids?
Oh, current events and history, too.
I see. And here we have one other guest who, though she isn't really one of the Quiz Kids, she's appeared on their program and might be classified with them, Gloria Jean. I think you know Mr. Disney, don't you, Gloria?
Oh, Gloria.
Well, Gloria, swell to have you with us, and we want you to walk right around with us here, and we'll see what we can find out. Now, Walt, do you suppose we can go in the sound effects studio?
Yes, but I'd be careful when you open the door because you never know what's going to come out of there.
Oh, there's lots of mysterious things going on in there.
Yes, and when you open that door, I mean, I can't be responsible.
Well, I'll tell you, we'll have the boys and girls stand right here by the door and be very quiet as we open it. All right, let's open the door.
Quiet,
everybody.
Quiet. You got company. I want you to meet the Quiz Kids and Gloria Jean. This is the gang. They make all the noise.
See, I can hear Donald and Claire and all of them over there.
They're all over there on the whole sound effect.
Well, what's this big board over here with all the colored drawings and sketches on it, Mr. Disney?
Well, that's the storyboard. Now, that's the way we make it.
Okay, we'll walk right over here, yeah. Walt. Now, I'll take the microphone. We'll go right across
you
the
see,
studio. All right, come on, kids. Right, stay right with us
we
here.
We don't write a scenario. We draw the scenario. And that's what you see in front of you. That's a visual scenario. And the story's all laid out there, and you can follow the pictures, and you can see just about what happens in the picture. Well, there's a big board here about 30 feet long, and there must be 100 pictures on there of all different kinds. What is this little story here?
Well, this is a story about a baby that right after it's born, it can talk, and it has the mind and intelligence of a quiz kid. And he stumps all the great scientists of the world, and it turns out in the end that they really are calling on him to solve our problems today.
I see.
Well, Mr. Disney, did you draw all these pictures?
Well, I didn't draw all these pictures, no. About how many people do you have working on the lot here, Walter?
Oh, there's about 600 artists.
Mm-hmm.
So they... keeps me busy being the boss.
I see.
What is the name of the baby?
Well, his name is Baby Herbert Weems.
Herbert Weems. Is he going to be a quiz kid when he grows up?
I think he's a quiz kid already.
He don't have to grow up to be a quiz kid.
Tell me, Mr. Disney, are they all done out of crayon?
Well, that's a sort of a pastel crayon, huh?
Oh, I see.
Well, what do you mean a pastel crayon? Is that wet paint or a dry crayon?
Pastel is a chalk,
I see.
With enough binder to keep it from crumbling. You see?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's...
you get the brilliant colors.
Here's all these pictures of the baby in his crib, and then we have baby in the motion picture theater and all over the place.
Here's a picture of the Capitol down there when they call him to Washington.
Well, they call baby Wings to Washington, do they?
Wings goes to Washington.
That should be the title.
Well, you've got a title for your picture.
Can we use it?
Or Meet Herbert Weems.
Yeah, Meet Herbert Weems.
And here, Dar, what's this cannibal down here?
Well, he's spreading the news. You see, when Baby Weems is sick, you see, and the whole world is really concerned about it. And we show the Russians and the Chinese, and it even gets over into Africa, where this big Umbangi there is spreading the news of his.
I see.
Isn't that a picture of Einstein?
Yes, Einstein comes in and has a consultation with Baby Weems on the theory of relativity and all that sort of stuff.
What is that? That sounds like... Oh, Gloria Jean, would you get away from those sound effect drawers there?
Well, that's all right. That's all right. Can
they open them up?
Oh, sure.
Well, I didn't know this. The whole side of this room is lined with drawers marked with various kinds.
I mean, anything you want there. I mean, you just
open
any
drawer. Well, I didn't know it was all right to open them, Walt.
Let's look at them.
Okay, let's do. We'll walk right over here. We're going over to where these sound effect drawers are, and we're going to open up some of them and see what comes.
Queer things.
Yeah, well, I think there's very liable to be some queer things. Let's see. This one is labeled a boat whistle. Let's open this drawer.
That's a boat whistle, all right.
That certainly was a boat whistle, all right. And let's see. What does this one say?
Well,
Gerard, can you read what that says?
That's canary bird.
Well, let's open
hear
it.
Them.
Well, all right. Let's open the canary bird.
A canary bird.
Well, that's a canary bird and a mighty pretty one, too.
I'd like to hear the fly.
Oh, yes, I see. This one is marked a fly. All right, let's take this knob right here and open it up.
Can we swat him?
That's a fly getting swat. Now, what's this next one over here? Well, this is marked horses. Walt, you don't keep horses in this drawer,
do
you?
Oh, sure.
Well, all right, let's open it up and see. A whole flock of horses. All right. Gosh, here's one that's marked a skeleton. I don't know whether we better open that up or not, Walt. Do you?
Better stand back.
All right, all you kids stand back, and we'll open this one marked a skeleton. Okay. He's a fine-looking skeleton, isn't he? The way he jumps out of there.
Skeleton. I know what that was.
Let's see the gopher now.
Okay, there's one marked a gopher. Let's see what's in that one. I never had any idea what a gopher sounded like, but I guess we all know now. I never met a gopher in person, did you? Well,
yes, I have.
You knew
several
one? What was his name?
Huh? Well,
Joe?
Now you got me there. I'm not good on names.
Jerry Colonna had a gopher friend like that.
Well, how about meeting some of the folks now?
You mean Donald Duck and Pluto and Goofy? Sure.
Oh, yes, they're all right over here. Oh, let's get them over here.
Donald Duck!
Well, there's Donald Duck.
Donald, let me introduce the quiz kids and Gloria Jean. It's Donald Duck.
You got a question, Donald?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, what makes them so intelligent?
What makes them so intelligent? Well,
that's a question for Baby Weems.
Yeah, all right, we'll let Baby Weems answer that question. Well, you've met Donald Duck. That's Clarence Nash.
Now you want to meet Pluto.
Here's Pluto.
Woo, 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 woo!
Now, lay down.
All right, Pluto, you go back in the
corner. You don't want to miss Clara Clock. You really want to meet her.
Where is Clara? Oh. Well, she's very much in evidence, I think. Yeah. There's Claire, all right. Now, let's see.
You know,
has Goofy been around? I haven't seen Goofy.
Oh, hey, are these the kids that asked all the questions?
That's right, Goofy.
Gosh, I'm going to get out of here. I don't know how to answer them. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Goofy. You feel exactly like a lot of the rest of us. We don't like to answer those questions either. Okay, now, let's see. Donald, I think somebody had a question to ask you. Donald Duck, come on over here, will you?
You know, Donald Duck in real life is Clarence Nash.
Clarence Nash, you bet. I've met Clarence before.
Oh, say, Mr. Nash, tell us, just how do you make Donald Duck talk?
Oh, that's very easy to answer. It merely involves a special use of a combination of our natural vibrating reeds and forward and rear sections of our buccal cavities, separated by the tongue and the upper part of the nasal channels. In ordinary speech, to produce breathed vowel sounds, for example, we use the lingual orifice as a whole, from larynx to labial appendages, to produce two simultaneous resonances for each vowel sound.
Gosh, I don't know what you're talking about, but Donald Duck sure sounds awful cute to me.
Oh, well, to produce the voice of Donald Duck, I introduce a third, or anisbacus resonance, by creating a special aerial pocket in the adenoidal passages.
I'm not so sure you're right, Mr. Duck. Oh, I mean Mr. Nash. When you were imitating Donald a moment ago, I saw you puff out your cheeks in your adenoidal passages, and they didn't seem to wiggle at all.
Well, whether I wiggle my nose or puff out my cheeks, it sounds like this.
I can't understand you when you talk, Donald Duck.
Oh, you really got Donald mad when you say that. What's this? Is this the gadget band over here, Walt?
Yes, that pile of what somebody referred to as junk is really a band.
Really a band. Yeah. What are all those bottles for?
Those are the tune bottles. Let's have a condenser on it.
That's pretty lovely, yeah.
Then we have the tuned cowbells.
Yes. Yeah. And what's all this? This little look like blades of something over
there.
Well,
those are really hacksaw blades, but they play a tune on them.
Well, let's hear them. Now, you suppose we can put them all together and have some music?
Yeah, would you kids like to hear something?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear you. How about Clara might sing for us, mightn't she?
Well, what can you sing?
Rigoletto.
Would you like your Rigoletto?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's pretty high-class stuff. Let's have his favorite. There's
Clive in our mind.
Fine, all right. Let's have some Rigoletto music. The quartet from Rigoletto, done by Donald Duck and Clara Cluck and the Gadget Band. Well, Walt, it's mighty nice of you to have this party for the quiz kids, and I'm sure they all agree, don't you, boys and girls?
Yes. Oh, yes!
How about some cake and ice cream?
Huh? Oh, boy!
Oh, fine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been broadcasting a portion of the party given at his new studios by Walt Disney for the famous quiz kids, who today have been asking the questions instead of answering them. The regular program of the Quiz Kids, sponsored by Alka-Seltzer, will be broadcast this Wednesday from Hollywood, with Walt Disney as their special guest. The following Wednesday, their guest will be Jack Benny, with whom they appeared last night, as you'll recall. This program was a presentation of NBC's Blue Network. Ken Carpenter speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.